Our next presenter is Jacob McNeil. He's going to talk about cotton defoliation as affected by droplet size and carry volume.
Thank you for that introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here. My name is Jake McNeil, and I am a PhD student working at Mississippi State with Dr. Darren Dodds. Today, I'm going to be talking about droplet size and carrier volume effects on cotton defoliation programs. So first of all, harvest days in cotton. We know that cotton is an indeterminate perennial that we happen to choose to manage as an annual in our agricultural systems. So senescence does occur, but not in a uniform or timely manner so as to promote efficient harvest operations. So the place that harvest aids have in cotton production systems are to induce boll opening, defoliation, inhibit regrowth, and maintain optimum fiber quality and seed cotton yield. We actually know a little bit about how these two factors impact both herbicide and insecticide efficacy. And examples of that would be, we know that droplet sizes of less than 300 microns and greater than 750 microns are going to maximize herbicide efficacy. So for 300 and 700, that usually refers to contact and systemic herbicides, respectively. On the other end of the spectrum, for insect control, droplet sizes of less than or equal to 330 microns are known to give us our best efficacy. For both of these application scenarios, there's generally going to be a positive relationship between carry volume and efficacy. Conversely, we don't know a whole lot about how these two factors impact cotton defoliation. And as such, we came up with a couple of research objectives and questions that we wanted to ask. First of all, do higher carrier volumes increase efficacy? Does efficacy vary as a function of spray droplet size? Are multiple applications going to be better than one? And finally, are the answers to these questions reflected in yield or fiber quality? And our hypotheses were that yes, cotton defoliation will vary as a function of these factors. So our study began here to go about answering these questions. This is Dr. Greg Kruger's Precision Application Technology Lab in North Platte, Nebraska. I spent a week there at the beginning of my PhD program. And on the bottom left hand of your screen, you see a spray application being made across a laser beam. All right, that is a laser diffraction system. And we made applications trying to achieve specific droplet sizes. And the computer merely calculates and reports how that laser beam is being distorted by the spray droplets as they cross. And that data are reported to us in something called, that we refer to as a volume mean diameter. And all that means is that it is the droplet size such that at least 50% of the spray volume consists of droplets of equal or lesser diameter. And then after that, the remaining droplets that you have are going to be above the VMD. So we applied all of our spray applications to a single cotton variety, Delta Pine 1646, which for us in Mississippi has been our top performer over the past 3 years and also represents approximately 60% of our acreage annually. We chose two carrier volumes of 47 and 187 liters per hectare. That represents 5 and 20 gallons per acre, respectively. And we chose two 500 and 800 micron droplets to capture a fine, coarse, and ultra-coarse spray droplet size. So we also, for materials and application rates, we chose thiodiazuron, ethafon, tribufos, pyrifluffin ethyl, and a crop oil when ET was in the tank. So for our application scenarios, we had plots that received only a single application and plots that received multiple applications. Our single application scenarios were first thiodiazuron and ethafon, which for us represents a relatively conservative cotton defoliation strategy. And with the addition of folex or tribufos in the tank, that represents a little bit more of an aggressive approach to cotton defoliation. Plots that received our multiple applications were merely just a cleanup application of pyrifluffin ethyl and ethafon. And this cleanup application went out to both plots that received thiodiazuron and ethafon and thiodiazuron, ethafon, and tribufos. All of our spray applications were made with a capstan pinpoint pulse modulation sprayer at 14.5 kilometers per hour. We wanted to achieve as a real world of an application speed as possible. This system is uniquely suited for what we were doing because flow is controlled by the relative proportion of time that solenoid valves are open and closed, not by variations in application pressure. Okay, we refer to this as the duty cycle, and it has demonstrated minimal impact on spray droplet size. It's much more uniform, independent of ground speed. So we had two experimental locations, 2018 and in 2019. The first was at the RR4 Plant Science Research Center in Starkville, Mississippi, with the second location being in the Black Belt Experiment Station. Both locations, plot dimensions were identical, were 8 rows wide by 12.2 meters long. And 2018-2019, we had very similar application dates for both A and B applications. Our experimental design was a factorial arrangement of treatments within an RCB design. 4 replications with a single non-treated check. I normalized all of my data to the non-treated check, and what that means is, as I said, senescence can occur naturally to a certain level, and if plots if any of our non-treated plots had, for example, 10% defoliation naturally, I based all of my ratings based on that 90% rather than 100%. All of our data were analyzed in SAS version 9.4 using a mixed procedure and means separated using Fisher's protected LSD at an alpha level of 0.05. So for data collection, we were interested in an impact on open bowls, green leaves, defoliation, desiccation, regrowth, and seed cotton yield, and an array of fiber quality parameters. So for in the interest of time today, since regrowth was inconsequential, the differences were there, but again, very inconsequential, and seed cotton yield not significant. Data for those will not be shown. I collected these data at 3, 7, and 10 days after each application, and for today, I'll be presenting on 10 days after application A and 7 days after application B. So I'm going to set this graph up, and I'll each of my graphs moving forward will be set up the exact same way. On the y-axis, you have percent of the non-treated control. Again, those data have been normalized. And on the x-axis, you have the specific interaction that I'm going to be talking about. So for green leaves 10 days after application, we had a 3-way interaction between tank mix, carry volume, and spray droplet size. Thiadazuron plus ethaphon at our higher carrier volume and an ultra-coarse 800 micron droplet size left the most green leaves on the plants 10 days after application. That's 23% you're looking at right there. All right, that's unacceptable from a defoliation standpoint, and certainly with respect to all of the other treatment applications, less than or equal to 12% green leaves on the plant. For defoliation, I'm actually going to talk about 2 separate interactions on the same graph. They're separated by the second black line you're looking at. First of all, we observed carry volume pulled over droplet size and tank mix to be significant. And we observed 47 liters per hectare. Our 5-gallon per acre treatment yielded 5% more defoliation than did 187 liters per hectare. On the other side of the graph, pooled across carrier volume, thiadazuron and ethaphon at 800 micron droplet sizes yielded the least amount of defoliation 10 days after application. That's right at 80%. Everything else did 90% or better. So one of the questions that I put forward at the beginning of this presentation is 2 applications better than 1? And to do that, I compared ratings from 7 days after B back to 10 days after A. Okay, 7 days is your pre-harvest interval for the materials going out in your second application. And what this graph shows is that for open bowls, green leaves, defoliation, and desiccation, the other parameters being inconsequential or not significant, merely going in the field a second time, as long as we made a second application, we received a significant increase in defoliation efficacy, no matter what we did. So that's going to allow us to look at B application data by itself. Pulled across spray application program, we observed 47 liters per hectare and 800 micron droplet size to leave the most amount of green leaves on the plant. All right, you're looking at 19%. However, notice that independent of carry volume, it didn't matter which one you choose. As long as you stay with a 200 micron droplet size, you're less than or equal to 9% green leaves on the plant. For defoliation, we had each of our main effects be significant. And so that means that for each of those parameters, they are pooled across the other two. Notice, first of all, our program or our tank mix, plots that that did not receive Folex in the tank for the first application, more defoliation than plots that did. For carrier volume, again, this is a second application. We observed 187 liters per hectare to give us more defoliation than 47. And with respect to spray droplet size, 200 microns was better than 500, was better than 800 with respect to, again, defoliation. So for the results summary, remember that for a single application, diazuron and ethifon at our higher carrier volume and an ultra coarse droplet size left 23% of green leaves on the plant. All right, that's categorically unacceptable. So all other treatment combinations gave us less than or equal to 12%. From the defoliation standpoint, our lower carrier volume gave us 5% more defoliation than our higher. Okay, diazuron and ethifon, 800 micron droplets, only 80% defoliation, all other treatments greater than 90. Let's compare that with our multiple application scenario. For green leaves, it did not matter which carrier volume you chose as long as you stayed with 200 micron droplet size, less than or equal to 9% green leaves on the plant. From a defoliation standpoint, thiazuron and ethifon resulted in 3% more defoliation than when you had tribufos or folex in the tank. Our higher carrier volume outperformed our lower carrier volume by 2.5%, and with respect to spray droplet size, 200 microns was the best and was better than 500, which was still better than 800. So I mentioned fiber quality. We observed no impact on fiber quality whatsoever in this study. Somewhat surprised by that, especially with respect to leaf grade. There are factors that impact fiber quality, beginning with variety selection and finishing with the ginning process. All of these were held constant in our study. We had no variability there, especially with our ginning process. These 10-pound samples that we took were ginned on a commercial gin with two vertical lint cleaners, and any differences that there may have been, the gin cleaned up. So back to the hypothesis that we generated at the beginning of this presentation and to answer our questions. Do higher carrier volumes increase defoliation efficacy? For a single application, no, they don't. For a second application, yes. Does defoliation efficacy vary due to spray droplet size? For a single application, it did not. But if a second application is necessary, yes. 200 was better than 500 was better than 800. So are multiple applications better than one? Yes, they are. But is it necessary? Okay, that's actually going to be a subjective decision for you to make when you're looking at your field, considering do I put the picker in the field, do I clean it up some more? Are the answers to these questions reflected in yield and fiber quality? Since the answer is to that question is also no, the implications and the recommendations for this are going to be entirely relative to defoliation efficacy. So I think we've shown that lower carrier volumes do have utility in cotton defoliation programs. Less water, less fuel, less time, you're going to have more money in your pocket. From an efficacy standpoint, we hypothesize that this is due to the concentration of active ingredient within the spray droplet, and the literature supports this for other similar applications. Secondary applications we've shown benefit from higher carrier volumes and fine droplets. Consider that when you're going in the field for a second time, you are spraying much less plant material. Higher carrier volumes, lower, finer spray droplet sizes are going to increase your coverage dramatically. Defoliation program, carrier volume, spray droplet size did not impact fiber quality. So from that standpoint, concentrate on the things that will. So for future research, we are going to continue this experiment for at least one more year. But beyond that, I would suggest that more carrier volumes, more spray droplet sizes be analyzed. When you do this, you can regress these data. And looking at the plant material itself for metabolites of these defoliation materials to quantify how they're moving through the plant, how they're doing their job. With that, I have a whole lot of people to thank. Very extensive research project, thankful for their assistance. And with that, I hope I have a little bit of time for questions. Yes, ma'am. I did. These data were pooled across four site years. The question was how were these locations? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So did you test for a location effect?
I did. When I ran these data, location was not significant, and so the data were pooled into just across site year. That's correct.
Thank you very much.